When they came to a fork in the path. "This way," Violet pointed. She started off down the path that led to the right. The others stuck close to her heels. But that path soon turned out to be a dead end, so they turned around. When they arrived back at the fork, Violet and Benny started to turn to the left. "Are you sure that's the right way?" Henry scratched his head. "I think that way leads back to the maze entrance." Jessie rested her stick in the crook of her arm and looked first one direction, then the other. "Yes, we turned right when we turned off this main path, but then we turned around, so now we have to go right again." For the next hour, the Oldens followed path after path. Some of the paths led into large open areas. Others ended abruptly in dead ends. The children noticed a few leftover bits of toilet paper stuck to some of the plants. Henry grabbed one of the larger pieces and peered at it. "I wonder if we can use this to figure out who toilet papered the maze."
"How?" Benny asked. "It's just plain old toilet paper. Everybody has toilet paper."
"Yes, but not all toilet paper is the same," Jessie pointed out. Violet looked closely at the piece.
"That's true. See all the dots that are pressed into it? They form a swirly design."
"You're right, Violet," Jessie said.
"I bet every brand of toilet paper has its own design."
"This piece could be an important clue,"
Henry said as he stuffed the toilet paper into his pocket. The Aldens kept walking. They didn't find any other clues, but they enjoyed winding through the maze. A few minutes later, they reached the exit. Grandfather and Ken were waiting for them.
"You did it!" Grandfather clapped his hands together. "You found your way out."
"Did you need the map?"
Ken asked as Jessie handed him her stick. Henry patted his back pocket where he'd put Ken's map.
"Nope, we never took it out once."
"You kids are very good at solving mazes indeed," Ken said with a smile. "Shall we go in the house and see what we can put together for supper?"
"Oh, yes," said Benny.
The children were eager to wash up and help make supper.
"So, how do you build a corn maze, Ken?"
Henry asked as they started across the yard.
"Well, the first step is to figure out what picture I want the maze to form. Then I use a computer to help me draw it out. When the corn is about 6 inches tall, I cut the maze paths. Then it's just a matter of maintaining the field and waiting for the visitors to come."
"That's really interesting."